Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Wisehab. Today, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. It's been a long time. She's been on my radar for many years, since the golden age of blogging on IlluminatiWatcher.com. And today, we're gonna take a look at the Illuminate Queen. Illuminate confirm. Taylor Swift. So, and apologies to my mother. She loves her some Taylor Swift. And you know what? It's okay. Even if you love Taylor Swift, it's all right. And by the end of the show, you'll say, okay, I get it. I get your perspective, if you care about my perspective, which I'll provide in the conclusion. We will talk today about her concert tour eras. We'll talk about different theories on her pushing witchcraft and worshiping Satan, summoning the demons, and even MK Ultra. It's all here. We're going to do a video decode of a music video she did with Ice Spice called Karma. That's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about the occult symbolism and ideas of astrology, Saturn, Karma, of course. And then there's a big one. There's a big old fat hanging conspiracy that no one's talking about, and I'm going to talk about it. Now, let me clarify. This is a bonus show, right? This is a bonus show. It's only for the supporters. Every month, supporters get a bonus show. I know there was some confusion when I announced I was doing a Twin Peaks super mega ultra super duper deep dive over the next year for the supporters only. No, you're getting that, and you're getting the bonus show every month. You're getting all of it. Some people got upset. They said, I don't even like Twin Peaks. Well, first off, you're wrong for not liking Twin Peaks. Actually, I get it. I didn't like Twin Peaks either. But I already am aware that some of you don't care. And that's all right. Because I'm still going to be here for you on all the avenues with which you know that I will be. Including this month's bonus episode, which is about Taylor Swift. So if you are not a supporter yet, now look, you can just take advantage of all this stuff. You know where to go. You know what to do. Links are always in the show notes. Here's the breakdown. You got patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. That's the most popular. The cheapest is IlluminatiWatcher.com. You go to the VIP section. And even cheaper yet, you can get in that first month for only $2 using the code CHERRYPIE, all one word, all lowers, or all uppers. That is only good for the month of June, and then it's over. All right? So you can still make that happen. That's your cheapest option. Because I run that. Then, of course, we've got the easiest option, which is Apple Premium. If you use Apple, you just click the button and you're in. So there you go. You go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab, and you can compare all the options that are available. All of those options are going to get, and Rockfin too, right? All of them get all of the supporter bonus shows. It's my way of saying thanks. You're the support that keeps it going, and I appreciate it. So I give you extra stuff. I go out of my way to do a little extra something, something, and here's a little something, something. All right? Links are always in the show notes. You know the drill. All right. Thanks. Taylor Swift. Oh, Taylor Swift. For years, we've had our ups and downs, our backs and forths. Taylor Swift infamously shut down my very popular YouTube channel. I had a YouTube channel called Illuminati Watcher 1. I had about 75,000 subs at the time. It got banned in 2016. I got the screenshots to prove this. Hell, maybe I'll throw that on the... I'm going to do an Instagram post. In fact, let me make a note here. Photo of blocked. I'm going to show you the photos. I took the screenshots way back when it happened. Her management company kicked me out of my YouTube because I was saying some uncomfortable truths, which we're going to review here in a sec, about what she was showing you back in 2015, 2016, whatever year it was, right? And her management company, Red Dog Media, were the ones that kicked me off. And, you know, I have my theories about what was going on there. It could be as rational as, like, hey, they put a lot of money into this chick and they don't want any negative publicity. Because, you know, sometimes conspiracy people are a little nutty, a little eccentric. That's fair. I mean, that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is I was completely right. So you choose. By the end of the show, you'll have your own decision. Because Taylor Swift, over the years, has been very Illuminati confirmed. If you recall, she got put on by Kanye West at the VMAs when Kanye jumped on stage and stole her mic and said Beyonce had the best video of all time, which turns out Beyonce stole that dance from the video from some previous band. It was the video for Put a Ring on It, where she infamously did that little dance in the circle with the leotards or whatever. And I just saw a thing a few months ago that was actually, that whole dance was lifted from someone from the 70s or the 80s even. So they're all fake news. Every celebrity is fake news, including Kanye West, including Taylor Swift. And I have been talking about her since the golden age of blogging in 2011 for various symbols. She's done the all-seeing eye. She covers the one eye with her hand. She's had, in her videos, like Ready for It. She had the transhuman evolution and ascension, which is, you'll see in today's discussion. Then in her video for Look What You Made Me Do, which was the one I got kicked out of my YouTube for, she had symbolism of being in the birdcage and sex kitten programming stuff. And probably most interesting is that she was in the bathtub with her arms crossed, which is symbolism of the Osiris rising, going back to ancient Egypt, the ritual of the dying and resurrected god. She was in the bathtub, which we already know there's a lot of symbolism about going in the bathtub and the goddess passing over in the bathtub, like Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina and Aaron Carter. I mean, Aaron Carter wasn't the goddess, but, you know, they say it's a cleansing ritual in Kabbalah, the mikvah. So, all those things I just point out. I did not accuse her of even being into this stuff. I say she's probably got handlers. She probably is just doing what she's told. There's probably directors that say, let's push this symbolism. And maybe it's a money grab. Maybe it's a way of channeling archetypes and energies into these artists that investors have invested in. Now, she's on a tour. Oh, what should we cover next? She's doing a tour right now, which is a huge to-do, but I want to talk about the music video. Let's talk about the video first. She did a music video with Ice Spice. I call her Ice Spice Baby. All right? And it's a video called Karma. All right? Now, the irony of all this is that this is how I got kicked off of YouTube, by doing a video decoding of Taylor Swift. So Karma is coming back around. I don't know. Does that make any sense? Not really. It is. You know, her people try to shut me down. And little did they know that in 2020, most of the population would become truthers and would join on this side of the argument. Lots of eyes were opened. They overplayed their hand. All right. So in this video, shows us astrological alignments and various depictions of the goddesses, as it were, Taylor Swift and Ice Spice. And it demonstrates to us that Taylor Swift is the initiate, and she's gone underground, and now she's come back reborn, initiated into the occult. That's the symbolism. I'm going to put the images on Instagram. You can judge for yourself. Now, of course, the term karma, let's cover that real quick, refers back to a belief found in a lot of the Eastern religions of Hinduism and Taoism and Buddhism. Everyone knows what it means. It's like cause and effect. Positivity breeds positivity and vice versa. With the idea that when you are reborn or you reincarnate, that's when you have to pay the price in your next life. And these paths of Eastern, I don't want to say occultism, Eastern belief systems, they believe that the way out of reincarnation is with the Buddhist Eightfold Path. There's a way you can not be reincarnated anymore. They call it samsara. It's the wheel of life, death, and rebirth. And you see the wheel of samsara throughout Twin Peaks. By the way, quick plug for Twin Peaks, right? Now, the criticism of this belief is that it takes away your free will, right? If you're born and you live your life and you're getting punished for a previous life, that doesn't really give you much free agency, does it? You basically are doomed, and vice versa. Meaning you can just, so you go and, you're not making enough money and you start shoplifting. You say, oh, my previous life, I was punished. You could pass it off on something you did in the past life, something that we can't prove. Now, what's interesting is that if you read the Orthodox Study Bible, there is a similar teaching in the book of Galatians where the Apostle Paul talks about how we reap what we sow. And I'm going to read it to you. You know, typically we don't go into Christian warrior territory on this show, but I feel like it's got a good positive message here that we should all support, all right? Ironically, the passage listed in the Orthodox Study Bible says, do good to all right? Something I'm always trying to say, okay? We got to do our best. And sometimes Christians, they get a little overzealous. They get a little mean-spirited. And that's not good. You're driving other people away from Christ when you do that. I'm going to read to you from Galatians. What chapter is it? Oh, now I don't have the chapter. I'm violating one of the main rules of Bible thumping. Verse and chapter. Well, you're going to have to look it up, I guess. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. All right? So all these people that are getting abrasive and getting in people's faces and bullhorning and being mean, that's, I tell you, the Apostle Paul tells you, you're not supposed to do it that way. You need to worry about yourself. Then it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So another example of you think someone's sinning, then you should try to help them. You should bear that burden for them. How does that look? I don't know. I'm not a priest. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So God's watching. It's like Santa Claus. God's watching. Don't be screwing around. You do some mean stuff, mean stuff's going to happen to you. But I do think it's interesting that one of the 12 disciples, Paul, talked about being gentle with each other instead of fighting with people about their shortcomings and sowing division and hate for people that you don't agree with. That is not the right way, not the right path. So the big difference here between karma and reaping what you sow, in Christianity, it's like 8 Mile. You only got one shot. But in Buddhism and Hinduism, you get reincarnated. Okay, try to do better. And that all stems from theosophical beliefs from Helena Blavatsky. So anyway, in the video for karma, it starts out and you see her record called Midnight spinning. And, of course, butterflies come out of it. You could go down the MK Ultra path, which we might a little later. Project Monarch, maybe. And we get transported to a different realm. So that spinning is symbolic of the spinning wheel of karma of samsara. And we see a depiction of what I would argue is a vagina with a clitoris. The clitoris being embodied by the sun. And Taylor standing in this, she's in the womb as Lady Justice. It's a very female empowerment message symbol here being shown to us. Now, when you look up Lady Justice, this is interesting. On Wikipedia, it'll tell you the personification of justice balancing the scales dates back to the goddess Mat and later Isis of ancient Egypt. But if you go deeper, if you look into a book called Legal Symbols of Anglo-American Legal Traditions, I, of course, did not read this book. I read this passage. I'm going to read you from it. Like the scales and the sword, the figure of justice is a legal symbol that originated in antiquity. Ancient societies knew the goddess of justice by different names. To the Egyptians, she was called Mat, the daughter of Ra, the sun god. Her name means straight, that is, strict, rigid, or righteous, because she determined divine harmony, justice, law, and order. Depicted carrying a sword and wearing an ostrich feather woven through her hair as another symbol of truth and justice, Mat's primary function was to assist Osiris, the god of death and resurrection, during the weighing of the heart and the judgment of the dead. She was also responsible for ordering the daily course of the sun, blah, blah, blah. So there you go, another link to the dying, resurrecting god of Osiris, which we saw her lying in the bathtub, giving us the symbol of Osiris risen back in Look What You Made Me Do. Ain't that something? So moving on, she then moves into some symbolism that shows as above, so below. The inversion of the camera pans below shows Taylor as the devil in hell, in the underworld. And of course, with this, you've got symbolism of the adversary, Satan. But more importantly, in the occult ritual sense, she goes underground. All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Then they show us Taylor depicted as Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz on the Yellow Brick Road. We've talked about Wizard of Oz for quite literally hours. Recently, in the last couple months, we did four different episodes on it. But again, it comes from the idea of theosophy. Then it rotates through all these various depictions, one of which is Taylor as Alice in Wonderland. She's Alice in the blue dress lying on the Cheshire Cat. And Alice in Wonderland, of course, a subject for an entire book I wrote on this back in 2015. The initiatory tale of sending an initiate underground to gain the knowledge, then be reborn into the occult lifestyle, I should say. And then you've got other images. You've got Ice Spice depicted as Venus in the Birth of Venus painting of pearls with the clam. We saw this with Lady Gaga years ago. And what they're doing here is they're aligning archetypes. They're maybe even channeling energies to the goddess energies, right? Which was kind of the argument I had back on the YouTube days of what was going on with Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande and stuff like that, right? Another image, you see Ice Spice and Taylor Swift ascending the steps of a pyramid. You can't make this stuff up, right? You got the pyramid, which is very symbolic in the Freemasonic iconography. Shows the initiate ascending up the ranks of any good secret society. It's always pyramids or steps. Because there's knowledge, hidden knowledge contained within each level. And the higher you get up, the more you learn, right? Also, only the elites make it to the top, okay? And you can see that there's symbolism of Saturn. They show a nice image of Saturn with the eclipsing sun, and this goes all the way back to Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. The alignments of the planets is always it's the most important. It's the foundational element of all occultism. So to see the eclipsing, it also represents a new phase, right? Entering a new age. We see Taylor Swift lassoing the moon, showing control and mastery over the planets, as any magician would. You see Ice Spice Baby lassoing the planet Saturn. Of course, Taylor Swift, the moon goddess, and Ice Spice Baby pulling down the energies of Saturn. Now, this is interesting because, especially, and again, I hate to keep referencing Twin Peaks, but we're going to do it for a while. Give me a year to get over it. But Saturn and Jupiter, when they are in conjunction, they open up the doorway to the Black Lodge in Twin Peaks. In the occult, Saturn represents limitations as the adversarial force, as the outermost planet, the planet of darkness. And you'll see lots of images of Taylor Swift at these concerts standing on top of a cube. Now, And this just demonstrates her mastery over time, measurements, constraints, the material realm, which, of course, is wealth and finances. And who's to doubt that? She's amassed quite a bit of money, right? And we talked about this concept with an episode in December of 2020 I did called the, what was it called? Something about the Great Conjunction of 2020, where Saturn and Jupiter got the closest that they have been in over 800 years. That was the closest alignment, less than 0.2 degrees separation. So almost a full total eclipse. And this was supposed to mark a shift in human consciousness and bring about a golden age. And in the episode, I tied it into Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. And we talked about the symbolism of Saturn, Saturnalia, the solstice, the mystery religions, and all this stuff, right? But the short version is that it marked the entrance to the age of Aquarius, because Saturn entered the sign of Aquarius on December 17th, and then Jupiter followed 2 days later, and they met up at the 0 degree of Aquarius. And apparently they were leaving the sign of Capricorn, which is the tarot deck, the devil card in the tarot deck. Point is, the conjunction happens every 20 years or so, but some conjunctions are closer than others. And this one happened to happen on the winter solstice, December 21st, which is important to the occult because the sun is as far down south as it will go, effectively going underground, where it stays for 3 days. Then it comes back, resurrected. It's symbolic of the dying and resurrecting god, the Osiris. There he is again, Osiris. So to find all this symbolism in the Taylor Swift video, color me not surprised. And of course, by the end of the video, Ice Spice is in the clouds and Taylor Swift is the mountain. They're goddesses. And they're even on the boat of Isis. So, and I've read that her concert closes with this track. So it's a big to-do for her. Now, without further ado, let's get into the concert. The Eras concert. And apparently, it's a concert that takes you on a journey through all of her musical past. And I guess she hasn't done a tour in years. I'm not a concert guy, nor am I a Taylor Swift fan. The show apparently takes over 3 hours. You can miss me with that all day long. It broke the record for ticket sales on Ticketmaster for the most tickets sold by an artist in a single day. After which, a controversy erupted over the monopoly that Ticketmaster has over these concert venues and ticket prices and so on. And shockingly, nothing is going to change. In my opinion, people get what they deserve with these concerts. People spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and I just don't understand why. But journalists are calling this a cultural event because of its, quote, economic and social impact. And even FTX, the now disgraced shut down cryptocurrency exchange, was supposed to sponsor this whole concert for $100 million. And then, of course, they fell apart, which is a good lesson. Don't leave your cryptos in exchanges. Never do it, right? There's a phrase these crypto nerds use, not your keys, not your wallet. If you leave your cryptos on the exchanges, you never know what's going to happen. But of course, this is all nonsense. This whole cultural event, they act like it's this huge social event. You know, back when there was real social change happening in the 60s with like the Civil Rights Act of 64 and people actually petitioning and protesting and, you know, pushing for real change, that was social events. To go to a Taylor Swift concert is not a social event. This is them trying to pacify the masses while BlackRock and Vanguard strip us of everything. No one can afford homes. The price of minimum wage is never going to go up. They're going to replace all the jobs with AI. It's a very bleak outlook. Sometimes I'd rather not think about it. But this is not a social justice event of any kind. It's rife with corporate handling. the ticket pre-sales. You had to have, be a Capital One card holder with the access code, and the I'm sure you had to, if you spend enough money, they let you get in to get your Taylor Swift ticket. It's very elitist. And you'll notice how the media coverage was, they were more than, the media was more than happy to get behind this whole Ticketmaster scandal. Oh my God, it's a monopoly. Yeah, that's the big controversy here. But no one's talking about how Capital One owns Taylor Swift. They're all benefiting from this. I'm, you know, and I'm 100% okay with her and Capital One making money off this. It's capitalism, right? That's what our country's about. And that's okay. Made for a pretty good country. It's how the country operates. Just don't tell me it's this huge social, just a social event opportunity for equality, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, dude. You got, they're selling tickets for thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars for a ticket. And Taylor Swift's holding down hundreds. She's got hundreds of millions of dollars. And now she's tied up to Capital One, which, you know, the I grew up when credit cards weren't a thing in the 80s. Everything was cash. You didn't have credit cards. But now everyone's saddled down with credit card debt because they want you to keep reaching for the brass ring. They keep selling you on the standard of living that is out of reach because the middle class has been squeezed and obliterated. So people get these credit cards with 20% interest rates or whatever. And Taylor Swift has signed on with that. And again, I'm actually okay with all of that. All right. Just don't tell me it's something else. That's, you know, and that's what I love about rap music. They'll tell you right to your face what they're about. They're more honest. You know what I mean? They're talking about getting paid and having spent blowing it all on jewelry and cars and hoes and stuff. They're honest about it. You know what I mean? I mean, you could, and I get how you could have a different opinion about that. So please refrain from telling me the opinion. I already know. But Forbes said that this concert tour could get Taylor Swift a paycheck of over $600 million. That's insane. And, you know, good for her. You know what I mean? She provides a service. I'm not saying her music isn't good. It's not for me, so it's not my kind of music. But, hey, you know, it's not bad. Whatever. The average ticket price is $1,425. The average ticket price. These concerts are completely out of hand. And they'll tell you, they'll say, well, you know, to be fair to Taylor, the tickets were only a couple $100. But it's all these damn, you know, secondary resale markets. Darn it, these scalpers. But that's not true. John Oliver did a segment on this months ago. And apparently it's all a big scam. These ticket companies, they reserve up to 90% of the tickets. So only 10% of the tickets go to the public, to the mouth-breathing public. 90% of them are held back for the elites at the Capital One venture, you know, people that pay $600-$700 a year for the Capital One mega card or whatever. Those are the people that get access to it. The point is, all these people telling you it's this significant social event are just saying that and perpetuating it because there's an interest financially for them to say that. That's why you'll notice there's, and I'm not making this up, there's cities proclaiming Taylor Swift Day because she's bringing in bulldozers full of cash to the city. So, of course, they want to play along with this nonsense. It's wild. You go to Wikipedia, you'll see a list of people changing the names of the cities and the boulevards and putting up sculptures, giving her keys to the city. I feel like we live in Bizarroville. And the funniest one I saw, the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared the Taylor Swift ham, egg, and cheese as the state's official sandwich. So, I mean, there's that, right? Apparently it's a play on, I wasn't aware of this. There's a controversy about a pork sandwich over there in Jersey. Taylor pork or something. I don't know. I gotta say though, I'm from the East Coast, and I sure do miss the sandwiches there. The gas station sandwiches are on point. You go to the Wawa, you go to the Sheetz, they hold it down. I miss them greatly. But to get back to Taylor Swift and the biggest conspiracy is the money. And again, if Taylor Swift called me right now and said, look, I need you to stop trashing my concert. I'm going to give you $1 million. I would change the name of this show tomorrow, call it the Taylor Swift Appreciation Hour. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would do that. I'd joke. But it could happen, right? Money talks. And that's why people are giving her keys to the city and stuff. Like I said, it's I'm all for free market capitalism. Just, and if I did change the name of the show, I would tell you why. I'd say, look, Taylor Swift just handed me $1 million. We are never going to say a bad word about her again. This is now the Taylor Swift symbolism hour. Because I'm all for free market capitalism. I really am okay with it. But just don't say, don't, just because you're pouring syrup on doo-doo, don't make it pancakes, all right? That's all I'm saying. Now, let's talk about her worshiping the devil. That's what she came here for. And she started her U.S. tour in Phoenix, Arizona, by the way, which massive occult, illuminate, confirmed city. Also love the city. It's great. You heard my, where did I talk to you about that? I don't know. I talked about my trips to Phoenix. I love the city. It's great. Scottsdale, Phoenix. Something Wikipedia mentions absolutely nothing about is the devil worshiping aspect of this concert. And it's funny how these sites, these websites, these blog sites, they can't. I'm trying to be PC here, folks. They can't stand over Taylor Swift enough. I'm going to read you from Unilad. I don't even know what website that is. I'm trying to find articles talking about this Satanism thing with Taylor Swift. Listen, this is how they paint. This is how they frame it up. This is like the first Google result, okay? Conservative Christians are accusing Taylor Swift of promoting Satanism and witchcraft on her Eras World Tour. Yep, you read that correctly. We're not making this up. The bizarre movement has cherry-picked a bit of theatrical stagecraft from Swift's Eras Tour and are ranting about it on social media. They seem to think the 33-year-old pop star, actually interesting year, right, is actually trying to promote naughty stuff through her actions on stage. One person took to Twitter to slam Swift and her witchy ways. They wrote, "Never liked Taylor Swift, but now I definitely have a reason to. I just saw a video of her witchcraft ritual performance on someone's Insta story. Nope, get that evil out of here. Believers should not listen to this." Sigh. That's what they wrote in the article. Sigh. But before it gets better, it gets worse. There's one more bizarre rant that is now doing the rounds. It's a now viral clip on TikTok. A Christian woman takes Swift's stage performance a little too seriously. And then it goes on and on, right? Not a news article. You're just social media. Do you ever notice that? The mainstream media, they just post tweets and stuff now. That's not news. You're just on social media talking about social media. They didn't research it. Of course, that's what I try to do over here. Because look, maybe the conservative Christians are right. Maybe she's promoting Satanism and witchcraft. We have to take a look at it. They didn't even look at it. They just said, oh, these crazy people. But, and yeah, these because look, all these websites, it's funny. They want to make sure the money doesn't get effed up. So they're pushing all these articles to be like, oh, these crazy Christians, right? It's the same reason YouTube shut my channel down. If I put out a bad message about the payday here, that's a problem, right? Even though I try my best to say, look, maybe if hypothetically this, that, and the other, I mean, it doesn't matter. They can't have that take traction because the symbolism is there and they can't lie about it. So is it true? Is there Satanism? Is there witchcraft? Well, I don't know. I saw a video clip someone posted. Apparently the controversy comes from this. There's a part of the show where she performs a song called Willow. And that video does have symbolism of witchcraft. I'll put that on the Instagram as well. She's wearing a witch cape, and there's a coven of women doing the same. But so she replicates this at the concert. And there's a viral video where someone yelled, "Summon the demons, bitch." And then Taylor Swift commented on this video and says, "Is this the new 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch? Be honest." Advising that it should be the new crowd chant during that song. And of course, the mindless fans worshiping her like a goddess. Because again, that's what she shows you in the videos. That's what she's trying to align the energies towards. Will obviously follow suit and do what they're told, right? The artist literally goes up on stage as a magician. Put your hands in the air. Everyone puts their hands in the air. "I can't hear you. Let's talk a little louder." Whatever, right? You've been to a concert. You know how it goes. Now, the guy who posted the video, Igor XTT, the video that went viral, him yelling, "Summon the demons," then posted a TikTok telling all of the other Swifties when they should yell it and how they should do it and all that stuff. And of course, he's sitting in like a real nice Tesla with the stretch moonroof thing and white leather. And oh boy. I mean, because look, these concerts aren't for broke bitches. You got to have money. $1,400. So, and all that aside, are people really chanting it at the concert? Or was it just one guy and his video went viral? I really don't know. That's the question I still have. I haven't been able to. It doesn't seem like a lot of people are saying it. Like, I haven't seen tons of videos about it. I could be wrong, right? I casually looked around. I can't tell. I don't know. I watched the video for Willow, and of course it has that pagan, woodsy, folksy vibe that she's been going for. And that moment when the dude tells everyone they should yell "summon the demons" is when she goes into a coven of witches and does some fire ritual in the video. It's sus. It's sus AF, fam. So I don't know. There's a couple more little funsies, and then we're going to wrap it up. Donut, guest of the show. Donut, he had a video on amnesia with Taylor Swift's concert. Apparently people are forgetting their concert experience, which is interesting when there's a whole aspect of summoning the demons as well. I want to read you from the New York Post. "Taylor Swift's Eras Tour should be a night to remember. Spanning 52 dates, 20 stadiums, 10 albums, and 44 songs, each show lasting more than 3 hours." You could tell right there, it was like a sales pitch. "But multiple fans are experiencing signs of amnesia after attending the concert. Post-concert amnesia is real," Jenna Tokatikatana, 25, told Time Magazine. Jenna from New York went to see Swift, 33, at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts. You know, why do they keep pointing out Taylor Swift's 33? Is it the highest degree of Freemasonic initiation? I don't know. "But she had spent so long dreaming about what it would be like to see the singer in person, she later claimed she couldn't grasp what was reality." Another fan, Nicole Booz, 32, from Gettysburg, PA, attended Swift's May 14th show in Philly, and she described it as a, quote, "an out-of-body experience, as though it didn't really happen to me. Yet I know it did because my bank account took a $950 hit to cover the ticket." Now, look, I couldn't think of a more laughable hyping up in my life, right? Recall how much money this whole tour is bringing into cities, and everyone can't stop dedicating this and that to Taylor Swift. And now the media is pushing these stories, these incredible experiences, they're life-changing. Now it's an out-of-body experience. I mean, they're really selling it. But how else do you get people to show up and spend $1,000 for one ticket? It's pretty wild. I wouldn't spend $1,000 to see my favorite act if I got to go backstage and meet them. I wouldn't do it. Well, maybe. If it was Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe. If I could meet Leo. No, I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if there's anybody I love enough to spend $1,000 to to see and from a mile away. Like, it's crazy to me. But Donut put together a nice theory about how the CIA had performed Operation Artichoke, which was a predecessor to MKUltra. I'm going to read you from Wikipedia. The primary goal of Project Artichoke was to determine whether a person could be involuntarily made to perform an act of attempted assassination. That's like that Manchurian candidate talk, right? The project also studied the effects of hypnosis, forced addiction to and withdrawal from morphine and other chemicals, including LSD, to produce amnesia and other vulnerable states and subjects. So those were done through hypnosis and drugs. So if that's happening here at Taylor Swift, it's not through the drugs, it's through hypnosis. And I don't know what the concert sets look like, nor am I going to sit through 3 hours of Taylor Swift concerts to find out. But that's the theory. Maybe she's doing something. I don't know. One last fun story here. Peak insanity in Taylor Swiftville for the Swifties. I'm going to read you from 6abc.com. Some Taylor Swift fans are taking extreme measures so they don't miss a single song at one of her concerts, not even for a restroom break. Some Swifties have taken to TikTok saying they are attending shows wearing adult diapers. They say after the stress and cost of getting tickets, they don't want to spend 1 second of Taylor's performance waiting in line for the restroom. Says, for those who aren't ready for that level of commitment, there's a Reddit thread where people share their bathroom break songs. Sounds great. So, hey, you know, you want to spend $1,000 and be around a bunch of people shitting their pants, hey, you know, knock yourself out. but that's why they are dedicating cities and boulevards to Taylor Swift, because they want you to spend your $1,000 to be around this. And look, in conclusion, I don't enjoy picking on Taylor Swift. You know, she's basically from the same place I'm from. She's from Reading, PA, in Lancaster County, PA. But, and I also don't want to align to some of the more extreme, sort of rabid Christian types that are being very extra about satanic panic on this stuff. You know, like the lady with the, remember the lady with the monster energy can? Like, she's pretty extra, right? Saying, oh, you're worshiping the devil if you drink the monster. But she's not wrong about the symbolism. Like, it's interesting. It's interesting content. So that's kind of where I sort of float between the worlds, you know. Some people are just a little more zealous about this than I am. You know, I don't want to be in the satanic panic kind of scare tactic, fear-mongering thing. But I do want to point out that they're not entirely wrong for thinking these things. So, you know, I do a service here. I don't approve how they handle the things, but I don't think they're entirely wrong for what they're seeing, you know, and this goes to, you know, you want my personal two cents, which you probably don't. That's okay. I got too many concerns on my plate about how I can show up as a good person who loves Christ and respects God's creation of human beings in whatever form they show up. And trying to help people who feel ostracized, left out, misunderstood, right? Because I think that's the tragedy, is that sometimes Christians get overzealous and they end up pushing away people, right? They end up pushing away people from Christ when they're mean-spirited or they're shamey. And what do you think that's going to do to people? They're going to embrace Satan. They're going to say, well, this isn't my camp. Everyone's tribal. They're going to say, all these Christians hate me because of this, that, and the other. Well, what does that leave you with? Embracing things that mock Christianity, things that are Luciferian or satanic. And to me, like, that's why you got to show everyone love, regardless of what you believe about what they think. You got to show them love and let them find their own path to God. If you push people off that path because you're being abrasive and not approaching with a gentle heart, like Paul the Apostle said, he was hanging out with Christ. You know, what does he know? You know, there could be a price to pay for that. I don't know. That's why priests have such a hard job. They're responsible for the salvation of their entire congregation. They really are. there's a, you know, so like, I just, you know, I'm not saying you can't like Taylor Swift. I'm not saying you can't even pay her $1,000 to go see a show and shit in your pants. Like, go for it. I really don't care. I do want to raise awareness of the media manipulation and the corporate interest behind all this. Of saying it's one thing when it's another. It's just, it's a massive money grab, and that's actually totally fine. It's America after all, so good for her, right? But I just want to let you know the PSYOP is real, okay? So there you go. That's my two cents on Taylor Swift. I hope you enjoyed that bonus episode. Thank you for being a supporter. Like I said, we're going to enter the Grey Lodge of Twin Peaks. I'm so excited. I got the next episode coming soon. I would hope in the next week or two or three at the most. We're going to go through the whole cast of the show. Then we're going to get into the pilot. It's going to be a big mega banger when we talk about the pilot of season one, episode zero of Twin Peaks. I'm absolutely obsessed and enjoying it, and you're going to love it too. So thank you again for all your support and being a supporter. Till next time, stay woke.